Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lori Pressman, who's vice president with Pantone Color Institute. Lori, how you doing?
I'm fine this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Just recently, it was announced that Pantone has a new color of the year. It's called Radiant Orchid, which is a shade of purple. Let's get into that in a minute. Let's do a little background first for the benefit of our listeners. Many people know that Pantone for a long time was an ink matching system. It goes way back, I guess, into the 60s or so. And you focused on when people were having something printed, you had a Pantone matching system and it was accepted worldwide, right?
Yes, absolutely. Pantone was founded in 1963. Mm-hmm. And we did, as you mentioned, begin in the printing industry with the Pantone matching system. We created the Pantone matching system at the time because there seemed to be so much challenge matching up what designers were specifying with what the printers were able to print. So Lawrence Herbert, in 1963, founded the Pantone matching system and started with a very, very small range of colors. And the intent was to coordinate the printers with the designer so that everybody was talking the same color language. So by coming up with a language, an objective way of describing color, he was able to reduce the amount of time it took to get something print correctly. And everybody was much happier with the results because you had managed expectations.
So that's good, some good background. I know that around 2007 or so, the company was purchased by X-Rite, so it changed hands.
In the late 90s and probably around 2000, we started getting much more involved in the trend industry. The Pantone Color Institute was started in the late 80s, so that we started doing a lot of our color research, and what we were finding was that many people were coming to us for color information, color direction, what color should my stoplight be, what color should my brand package be. So some of these pieces were really a build of taking that color intelligence and entrenching ourselves further into other areas. We started with the trends in the late 1990s. We started partnering with New York Fashion Week. We introduced some of our forecasting products. And in 2000, we began naming what we call the color of the year. It began in 2000 when we named the color of the new millennium. And our purpose of doing that was to take a look at what was happening in our global culture and come up with a color that communicated what was taking place in the global zeitgeist, what were consumers thinking, what were they looking for that color could help them to answer.
Well, if you look back just in the last few years, as we said, this one's a shade of purple. Before that, it was a shade of green. And before that, it was a shade of orange. So it does move around a lot. Tell us how you pick the color.
Well, there's always been so much intrigue about how we make our selection for the color of the year. It's who's involved. Is it global? When and how do we decide? Was it close? Were there other colors or color families? We have a team of people at the Pantone Color Institute who are out there constantly with their color antenna up, looking for what is going on in our global culture. We're traveling. We're looking at everything from trends in technology to sociology to lifestyle to fashion to home furnishings to graphic design. It's a reflection of where we are. And it's a color that we believe will transcend all areas of design around the world. So it is a cultural sensitivity to it. It's just a feeling. It's watching what's happening, and it's really zeroing in on a color family. And once we decide upon the color family, we then say, okay, how do we dig even further? Where is this going? It's not a forecast, so to speak, because it's not, you know, 2 or 3 years in advance. Mm-hmm. We're watching colors bubble up, but it's a color that we're almost seeing peaking. And as we decide on that color, it's something that we're seeing that's going to proliferate all areas of design.
Some of the things that I've heard, and I just will see if they're true or myth, is that you have some secret meeting over in Europe somewhere. And there's some people involved. Obviously, you've got smart people in your own company, but you bring in some outside advisors. Is that right?
We talk to everybody. We don't have a secret meeting, supposedly, about color of the year like that. We do have meetings in London for our other forecasting products. So we meet with a team of people, but this is not done behind closed doors, so to speak. Right. We talk with everybody. We work with so many clients in so many industries around the world. So we're really talking with these people, designers. What do they see happening in their industry? What's selling? What's not? What are people reacting to? And what's the feeling? We do a lot of research, and then we do have an internal team at the Pantone Color Institute where we sit amongst ourselves talking about all the research, the data we've collected, people we've spoken to, where they are, what they're seeing, what's happening.
Do you have a representative on the color marketing group?
Yes, we do.
Because, in our business, obviously my listeners are mostly tuned into the flooring industry. You know, many of the people, probably more so on the commercial side, are very active in the color marketing group. So you get input from that also.
Yes.
All right. So the color is selected. It's a radiant orchid. Tell us a little bit just about that color, if you would.
Radiant orchid, a magical color, a beguiling color, a charming color, a color with pink and fuchsia and purple undertones, which almost like an amethyst seems to change its shade. It's a color that speaks to uniqueness. It's a modern color. It's a fresh color. It's a color that speaks to innovation. It's a color that speaks to creativity and originality, which are things that are so important in today's culture. When you look around and you see what's attracting consumers, what are people looking for? They're looking for their own individual stamp. You're seeing so much more of DIY, so much more of customization and personalization. And here you're taking this purple shade, which is a pink infusion of a purple shade. So it's not your blue purple. It has that excitement and that passion. And it just adds a touch of lightness, a touch of freshness, and really a touch of charm. And it's a color that draws you in.
You talk about the psychology of color, and most people know now that in the U.S. our economy is recovering. Does any of that play into these decisions on what color you pick?
Of course. Okay. Of course. It does. And I think that was something absolutely top of mind when we look back to when the financial crash, and you think back to 2008, and how people reacted right away then, and the return to neutrals, you know, with investment and all those things. But by the same token, color has to make you feel good. And you think about, in a neutral state, we love neutrals, I'm a big fan of neutrals, but if you're living in a world of neutrals and that's all you're seeing, sometimes it's nice to bring in a little bit of color, to bring in a little bit of excitement, to bring in a little bit of pop, because it lifts you.
Well, you know, I can tell you our business should listen to this, because in the residential sector of the carpet business, almost 80% of what's sold is some shade of beige. So I think they listen to the real estate people who tell them that you need to be neutral with your floor.
Yes, yes, they probably do. But by the same token, you don't have to look at the flooring as an expensive purchase. It can be, you know, an area rug, and it can be treated like an accessory.
You mentioned area rugs. I know you have a relationship with Oriental Weavers. You know, that's some kind of a license you've set up. So that's in the area rug area. Talk about some of your other licenses that you have.
Oh, we have many different licensees. It goes all through. Anyone from Sephora to Valspar Paint, which is through Lowe's. Mm-hmm. We have licensees where it comes to fashion. We have licensees in other parts of home furnishings around the world. But, you know, the interesting thing about Pantone is that because it's color, it touches on so many different people. So it could be anybody from Adobe to Jay-Z to Mickey Mouse and Apple. It's very widespread. Sometimes it's product focused. Sometimes it's custom color focused. Sometimes, like with SoftBank, which is a licensee we have in Japan, it's the outside of the case. So Plasteem is one of our licensees, Case Scenario, one of our licensees, Links of London, Icewatch. It's very widespread. The companies that we work with are usually companies that are innovative, creative, who understand the importance of color. And color is integral to their product line. It's integral to their go-to-market strategy. And it's companies that know how to bring color in.
All right, Laura, I appreciate you updating us on that. I know that this color was just picked recently and announced. Again, we've been talking to Lori Pressman, who's VP with Pantone Color Institute, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.